Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Hey, good morning, folks. I'm hoping that everybody has a great morning today. I'm hoping that everybody's kicking off their Tuesday on the right foot, getting things going, doing things the right way. I know we're just coming off of Columbus Day, and a lot of people had the day off. I know I personally had to work, but there was some people that had the day off and was able to spend some time with family. So I'm hoping that your day was a good one, and I'm hoping that you are on track and ready to go today. And I know that sometimes we do have to take it day by day because it can seem like it's so monumental and so like this huge mountain that we have to climb a lot of times. But taking it day by day and winning each moment really matters in this journey. And I think that if you're doing that today, then you're successful and you can put one foot in front of the other and have one success after the next, after the next, after the next, and keep on moving forward until you get to the place where you want to be, right? And of course, sometimes that is like never ending. We think we have a place that we want to be, but it just keeps going and keeps going. So that's how I'm starting off today. I appreciate all of you guys for listening here on Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane 1973 podcast show. I am your host, Shane Lakita, and I'm here today to just talk about something that's on my mind. And that's really what this is all about. This podcast is all about just thoughts, getting it out there, throwing it out there. Sometimes if I get questions or comments from listeners or viewers, then we're able to incorporate some of that here today too. And we also are doing I also personally am on a venture of doing a YouTube channel on two kitchen tables and a microphone as well on top of with this podcast. So it's a video cast that we're doing that we are talking about the same kind of stuff, having some fun, talking about pop culture, talking about our weight journeys or whatever it is that we are having or having fun with. We are just trying to be able to put whatever we can out there to help other people and get people going the right direction. So thank you so much for listening. Again, I always tie it back to the fact that you take the time to sit back and listen to us or me talking into a microphone here as I get up early in the morning and I'm chatting with all of you. 78,000 different times people have hit the download button on the podcast to listen to be able to just listen to me ramble on words or whatever else. And I appreciate every single one of you for doing so because it gives me the motivation to keep moving forward and do those kind of things and keep on taking the time and effort that it takes to be able to incorporate this podcast with my daily life, with my full-time job as a dad, as a husband, and as an employee of an organization. So thank you again, and I appreciate you, okay? So one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was a video that I saw on No Finish Line Nation. Now, if you don't know what No Finish Line Nation is, I know I try to be able to just give a little bit of a plug most of the time when I'm on here. No Finish Line Nation is a closed Facebook page. It's a safe environment where you can go to talk about your journey. You could talk about life. You could talk about weight loss. You could talk about exercise, your struggles, or whatever. Put out videos, post pictures, and have a huge amount of support coming back at you with over 42,000 people all in like minds and like places that can just really support you and lift you up. So if you don't are if you aren't on No Finish Line Nation, you should do it today. Go to your Facebook page. And I know a lot of people stay clear of Facebook pages a lot of times because of politics or because of the anger or the animosity or the bullying and those kind of things that go on in the whole entire place of Facebook. But this place is a safe place. We run it really, really. We run a tight ship. We keep it clean. We keep everything going the right direction. And I think you'll love it if you try it out. So you go in your little search box when you're on Facebook, and all you got to type in is No Finish Line Nation, and it should take you right to the page. Put the request in to be able to become part of the group, answer one question that's on there, and be able to become part of a great community, okay? So while I was on there last night, I was in there just scrolling through and, you know, making sure everything's good to go on the community, and somebody that posted on posted a video yesterday with Sue Zocha. She's out in Arizona. She's one of our high contributors. She's one of the people that, you know, go for walks and she'll post a little video or she'll support people and she'll give high fives and she'll do all kinds of great things within the community itself. But Sue had talked about yesterday how she's struggling, and she talked about how she's at a point where she's gained a certain amount of weight and it's really frustrating her, but she loves food and she loves everything about it. And she's in this place where she knows what she needs to do, but she hasn't done it. And she's kind of in this gelatinous, weird place, and there's no firm grounding. There's no firm anything, that she just feels like she's reeling and she's struggling, and she tries to push forward, but doesn't necessarily succeed in that push forward or anything like that. Which to any of us can, at the end of the day, can really think to ourselves, how many of you have been down that road? I know I have many, many times before. So when I'm sitting back and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I've been down this road. I know exactly what you're going through, Sue. I know that you are loving food, right? You love going out to eat. You love trying different foods. You love the social aspect of it. You love the family aspect of it. You love going out and experiencing new things. You love to eat good food, all that great stuff. I'm right there in the same boat as you, exact same boat as you. I love food. So she was talking about how that's where the struggle happens, because if she likes it, sometimes she just wants to throw her hands up and say, screw it, man, I'm just gonna go do what I want to do, versus I need to put restrictions on, I need to sit there and have to, you know, follow a diet guideline or follow a certain calorie count or follow a certain fat content or gluten or whatever else that's there. We sometimes get to the point where we just want to throw our hands up. And I so felt what she was saying at that moment in time, even though I think she titled the video, I'm rambling and I don't really, you know, it was great content, because it's a real moment. It's a reality. How many of us have been in that situation? We're sitting in our car and we're just emotional and we're thinking to ourselves, man, I just can't do it. I just can't do it another second. Like, I just want to drive through that drive-through at McDonald's and get that double quarter pounder with cheese and the large fry and do what I have to do, because it feels like that's what I want to do at this moment in time. And then we have to step back and we have to convince ourselves, no, listen, don't do that. Step off the ledge. And then you got to think to yourself, look at the whole wide spectrum of the journey that you've been on so far and all the successes that you've had and all that stuff. We've all been there. Every one of us have been at there one time or another, even if you were a long-time lifetimer, right? You're somebody that has been at the weight that you wanted to be at, you've maintained, you really fought through it, you're pushing through and you're doing everything that you need to do, but you still have those moments of despair or those moments of when life is coming at you and you feel like it's all falling down on top of you and you just want to say F it and go out there and do whatever it takes for you to be able to eat what you want, do what you want, and feel how you want, versus everybody telling you, nope, you should go down this road, or you feeling that guilty conscience of, I shouldn't do that, I know what's right for me, I know what's right for my life journey, I know all that stuff. And now I got to work really, really hard at coming back from that thought that just went through my brain that's there. And it feels like it's an uphill climb, even if it may seem like it's something simple to some people to say, listen, just walk away from it. You don't need that chocolate. Or just walk away from it. What do you need that double quarter pounder with cheese for? It's easier said than done for some people, right? And so I think most people, it's easier said than done. I mean, the obesity amount that we are living in the society that we live in right now, is at the highest it's ever been, especially in America, where we have everything at our disposal. A lot of times we just are, if it's at your fingertips, you're going to go and do it. Just like if you've got kids nowadays that never don't even know what an encyclopedia is because they got Google at their fingertips. Everything is ease of use. So you got drive-thrus, you got, now we have, what is it, online ordering for food. You got all kinds of stuff that comes in. You can go and pick up your stuff without even stepping a foot into any of the establishments to be able to go and get this stuff and be able to convince yourself out of it, because it's at the ease and click of a button that you can take care of what you have to take care of. So it doesn't help us in our journeys when we're trying to stay focused and stay within guidelines, right? So at the end of the day, we've all been there. We all feel that pain that Sue was feeling at that time, that I felt in those situations, those moments of where you feel like you're just going to start sliding and you're ready to go, right? And most of the time, to be honest with you, I can't just stop myself from sliding at that moment. My work comes in after. After I get done with that moment is when I will sit back and I'll go, okay, you know what? This is what happened. I'm going to own it. and I'm going to keep moving on because that's what I need to do. But I know what I did. I know how I felt. I know where I was at. I know how to prepare myself for next time. And that's where it's at. Because if I get to a point where I don't do it, or if I'm at that moment that food's in front of me and I don't do it, then I'm going to even be more in a unstable mental place. And I'm going to feel like I need to dive into 20 of those double quarter pounders with cheese. Or you're telling me not to do this. So now you're telling me not to. Now I'm going to want to do it even more. Okay. So the phrase that I used when we were talking about Sue's conversation, where she said, I love food. Let's talk about that for a second. Okay. So there's a difference between love of food and love of other things. And I thought about this long and hard. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I love food, but I know that certain types of food are bad for me. And I know that certain types of things that I'm eating or putting into my body are things that I don't need to put into my body, although I love them and I crave them. And these are things that my endorphins get going, and I want some of that type of food, right? So I look at it as being, knowing that it's bad for me and still doing it is something that is self-sabotaging. Right, I'm setting myself up for failure based on the fact that I know something's bad for me, but I'm still gonna do it. Like a child, a small child, that maybe they shouldn't go down and run across a certain thing or whatever it is, and they still do it because they know that they want whatever's on the other side of it, but they know that there's a lot of danger, but they don't care, and they just go and do. When we get older, we're supposed to be able to have those triggers in our brain to say, okay, I need to have deductive reasoning here to think, if I do this, then this happens, and then that happens, and then that goes. But we go back to this childhood mentality where if I want it, I want it, and I want to go get it, and that's what I want, and that's what I'm going to do, no matter what the consequences are, boom, and that's what I go do, right? No reasoning, no thinking, no nothing. We revert back to when we were kids. I know that's what I do. And I feel that way. I feel like I know what I just did. I know that I just did what I did, knowing that the fat content in that, the calorie content in that, and all that stuff, all those things that I'm trying to be able to not do in my journey and continue to be healthy and move forward, it all matters, right? It all matters. And if I don't use those as being a framework for myself, I go back to being a child. And it's sad that it's that way, but that's who I am. And that's how I'm wired. And that's what I have to live with and what I have to deal with all the time. But here's the other thing. The word love is a pretty deep thing, right? So we say we love food and we love all those things. But there's different aspects of it. I love something that isn't good for me. But then I have things like I love my family and I love my dog and I love my house and I love my life and I love all those things. And both words love mean something, you know, pretty monumental to me, right? So the word love, when it comes to food, is a different kind of love than it comes to the love that I have for my wife or I have for my son, because it's unconditional. Right? The unconditional love piece of it is the part where you know is the sweet spot of where you're at. If you have a puppy or a dog, if you're single and you have a dog or whatever, and you love that dog unconditionally, and that dog loves you unconditionally, you know that there's nothing that can break that apart. Nothing that can get in between the love that you have for that animal and the animal has for you. Right? It's unconditional. So the love of food is something that is conditional. It is something that is predicated, or it has this consequence behind it, right? If you show love for the food, whether it's good food, bad food, indifferent, all that good stuff, whatever you're doing, there's a consequence to your actions at the end of it, right? We don't think about the consequence on the love for anything else. And I think that we start to bleed these things over. And here's the reason I'm sharing this. And it's my brain going a million miles a minute of what I want to think about or what I want to talk about here. What I want to do is I want to focus on the love that I have for all those other things. Okay, so if I've got love for food, that's great. But I know that there's consequence to that double quarter pounder with cheese. I know that that adds huge amount of fat content, calories in my journey. I know that it's bad for me. I know it might satiate just that really quick craving that I have at that moment in time. That's great. But at the end of the day, I know that it's probably not very good for me. And I've got to get in a space that I can use deductive reasoning and use thinking and thought process and those kind of things to be able to look at that quarter pounder with cheese and say to myself, okay, is it worth the investment? And then use the other side of it, the stuff that I love unconditionally, my family, my wife, my son, my dog, my house, my neighborhood, all those things that I have this unfounded, just un unlimited amount of love for, that I give unconditionally to, those are the things that I need to lean in on when I'm having those moments and thoughts around the other type of love that I'm thinking of over here. Because that's not really love on the food. Let's just be honest. It's not. It's a craving. It's a want. It's a desire. It's all those things, right? It's that carnal, just I want to get into that food and feel it and those kind of things. And it will satiate that moment. Then I have the guilty conscience afterwards, all that stuff. That's not really love. We use the term, I love food. I use it all the time. But it's not really love. The other stuff is really love. Those are the things that I got to lean in on. My family, my wife, my son, my life. Those are the things that I know at the end of the day will unconditionally love me back, and I will love them unconditionally their direction. And I know that there's no consequence to that because I know that it's just there. It's part of what it is. It's the heart-filling, warm feeling that I get from the fact that I know that I'm in a good space with that whole entire area that's there. And even sometimes if I'm not in a good space with that, if we're in a fight or we got something going on or whatever, I also know at the end of the day, the love that we have for each other and for the situation that we're in, it overcomes all the rest of whatever could come our way, right? And at the end of the day, even through all the fights or trials and tribulations or whatever else that goes on, when you're in a marriage or you're in a family and those kind of things, you know, at the end of the day, when something else happens or when the push comes to shove, you've got unconditional love for each other. Now, the love on the food part of it is that love will go away after you eat that food. Just think about that. At that moment in time, you're going to dive into that burger. You're going to dive into that chocolate pie. You're going to dive into whatever it is because at that moment in time, you have the craving, the love for it. You're like, I just love food and I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. I'm good to go. But when you think about it, when it's all over, when you eat that food and then you start feeling guilty, then that unconditional love goes away. There's no reciprocation. That food isn't giving you anything back to you that's going to be able to say to you, I love you back. Nothing. It doesn't. So why do we park there? Because we have those desires. And the mental side of what we're doing, all of our brain tells us this is what you want, this is where you're at, you got your salivary glands going, you got all the different stuff going on, right? That makes you feel like that's what you need at that moment in time. But after you're done with it, what does it do for you? It does nothing for you. Nothing. And that's the part that I have to think about. That's the part that I have to remember. The bad choices that I want to make in food, when I'm done with that food, I always feel guilty. And I always feel like, oh man, I shouldn't. So when Sue is talking about, I'm sick of feeling guilty. I'm sick of feeling like, oh man, you know, I got all these restrictions. At the end of the day though, when she may eat that, I think she was talking about biscuits and gravy. And she was talking about how she wanted to go out and do that. In her mind, she was like, that's just what I want to do, and that's what I'm focused on, and that's what I'm going to. When she gets done with the biscuits and gravy, even while she's eating it, she's like, this is so good. But then the little thoughts are creeping in of, oh, I really shouldn't be doing this. This is so fattening. This is so not good. This is not what we need to do. But at the end of the day, we do it anyway, and we get done with it, and then we walk on with that guilty feeling, knowing that we got nothing from that. So I think I have to start to park in the space of, I need to play in the space of all the unconditional love stuff. The people that show me love back. The people that, if I invest in them, they invest in me. If I invest in a chocolate cream pie, what does that chocolate cream pie invest in me? It doesn't invest anything in me. As a matter of fact, it just puts pounds on or puts, you know, more hips on or whatever it is. Or if I, you know, or diabetes and whatever, all the other things that can happen. That's the way it gives back to me. Versus the love over here that might have unconditional amount. The stuff that they give back to you, the stuff that's going to fill your heart and make you feel warm and fuzzy and all those great things. I got to park there. That's the area that I have to go to. Because I live in the space of the love that's not given back to me in the food way too often. I just do. And because I have this addiction or this need to be able to satiate stress, satiate life's problems, all that stuff with bad foods, I've got to be able to balance it out to say, what is my return on investment if I go down the road of eating that double quarter pound of cheese right now? Is that thing going to give anything back to me? Is there a return on investment? No, it's a 2-second return. That's all it is. versus a lifelong return or a financial return or any of the other things that we do in life that you know you're going to get a return on your investment. There is nothing there on that one that's going to give back to me. I've got to remember that. So Sue, you sparked my creative thinking. You sparked my accountability that I have to making sure that when I go down the road of thinking to myself, I just love food and I just love being in the moment of that. And why do I do this? It's because the return that I get back from it is nothing compared to what the return on the things that I truly love in my life. Those are the things that matter. Those are the things that are the truth in my life. And the other things like food, fat content, desserts, calories, all that stuff, all the things that I shouldn't be doing, knowing that I shouldn't be doing them, knowing what I know about all the different weight loss programs and all the different healthy related issues and all the different things, knowing how far I've come in this journey, why do I want to ruin it just because I want to dive into something that's really fattening and not good for me? Why would I want to do that? And then why would I want to give to something that I know is just going to do nothing but take away from me? I mean, would you go and give money to somebody and say, hey, you know what? This $1,000 that I'm giving to you, I need to invest in it. I know I'm never going to get it back. As a matter of fact, you might charge me interest and take it from me. Would you make that investment? No, you wouldn't, because it's a dumb investment. Why would you just give $1,000 to somebody just so they can go do what they want with it? That's exactly what you're doing with those kind of decisions. You're just giving your investment to somebody else to be able to just go, and then you're going to get your return is going to be something that is detrimental to you. Versus what you would do with your family and your loved ones and your pets and all that good stuff. So I think that this is something that really resonated with me today, and I have to think this way. And I've got to go down the road of giving myself checks and balances of knowing what am I really investing in? The things that truly love me and I love them and we love each other unconditionally, or the things that I think that I love that I get zero return on investment and I know it has a bad return on it. Like, When I speak to it that way, doesn't it make a lot of sense? You know, we could talk about it all day long, but this is something that I need to put into action, because it makes total sense when I say it. But now I've got to start to make those conscious decisions of what I want to invest in and what I consider to be something that I love to do. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.